From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In Utah, those six coal miners trapped in the Crandall Canyon mine may never be found. An attorney for the mine's owners says the mountain is just too unstable to continue with the rescue and recovery efforts. The mine collapsed August 6th. In China, meanwhile, 181 coal miners are also trapped by water that flooded two mine shafts on Friday. Still, despite mining's dangers, coal remains the fuel of choice for American electricity generators. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, how much of our electricity comes from coal?
A little more than half. And coal use is up recently as the alternatives, natural gas in particular, have gotten more expensive. Coal companies, coal producers are really profitable these days. They're getting twice as much for their commodity now than they did just five years ago. And that's because demand is really strong, especially overseas. To meet the needs of its booming economy, China is building two coal plants every week. But Joseph Rahm, an energy analyst with the Center for American Progress, says the expanding market for coal has come at the price of safety standards.
The bottom line is that we have had lax enforcement for the last 6 or 7 years. And in this sort of mad rush to extract coal from the ground because it's so profitable, we have neglected basic safety laws. So I think it would be good finally to see some real oversight of the mining industry because this is unacceptable.
And John, do you expect any financial fallout from all these stories about how dangerous it is to pull coal out of the ground?
Yeah, coal's likely to become more expensive if there are more regulations. Mining companies would have to install more layers of safety. There are also some strict environmental regulations on mining to limit the scars from strip mining and acid drainage. And, you know, some Wall Street firms have recently downgraded their profit outlooks for coal companies in the future.
And is that because of the recent disasters and the prospects of tighter regulations?
Not really. What investors are anticipating more are limits on carbon dioxide. Coal burning is the biggest source of greenhouse gases. Wall Street figures that at some point there's going to have to be some sort of control imposed on CO2, either a tax on carbon or a limit on emissions that would force big polluters to buy credits and offsets to counter their air pollution.
Right, and people are looking into alternative energy. What about technologies to clean up coal?
Yeah, they're looking into ways to capture the CO2 either before or after it's burned and then injecting that CO2 underground. But most clean coal technologies are still in the research phase and have yet to be proven feasible or affordable.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.